The readings which you are about to hear are taken from the New Testament. They are extracts from letters written by the Apostle Paul at the beginning of a new age to the people of the way. The readings are concerned with cosmic realities, the unveiling of a mystery, a plan and purpose for humanity, and indeed for all creation. The spirit of these passages, that is the dynamic as distinct from the individual words, is our concern. For this reason, the reading will be fairly rapid. Listen from the still center within yourself, and let like call to like. For the same reason, the reading will be slightly monotone in style. This is not a dramatic representation, and to project personality into the reading of the scriptures is an unnecessary obtrusion. The scriptures must be allowed to speak for themselves. No reference, therefore, is made to sources which in this context would be an irrelevance. The repetitive music signifies a thread of continuity throughout the readings. They will conclude with a meditation.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. For he has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him, according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will, we who first hoped in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee of our inheritance, until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe, according to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and made him sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister, according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose which he has realized in Christ our Lord. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. I therefore beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now made manifest to his saints, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. For this I toil, striving with all the energy which he mightily inspires within me. As therefore you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one makes a prayer of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. The unveiling of a mystery. And we are part of that mystery. In the stillness that you have allowed to become part of your listening, be aware of this tremendous reality, a cosmic mystery unveiled, of which you are an essential part. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And as you hold yourself in this awareness, so does this reality grow in you. Let go of thoughts and ideas, words, and concepts and know from that deep center with a knowledge that is beyond that of the five senses. Know that at this moment the mystery is yours, and you are part of the great plan and purpose for all humanity. Rest for a few moments in silence in this knowledge. The stillness itself is the reality. The awareness that beyond time and space is that which gives meaning to life.
This is the reality within you, encompassing you, and calling you forward into meaning and purpose. You are a unique part. You are an essential part. And as like calls to like, so this realization will grow in you. In your daily living, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, you can find meaning. And you will find many landmarks around you, in other people, in the things you hear, the things you see, the books that come to hand, unfolding circumstances. In all these things, confirmations, and from you renewed affirmations, ever widening circles of meaning and purpose, linking in many directions, giving and receiving, moving from where you are to what you are, from where you are to what you are. A new map for living, new horizons around you, let hope and faith and peace and joy be your portion. It is yours by inheritance. It is the unveiled mystery. May the light that shows the way illuminate the mind. May the love that knows the truth unfold within the heart. May the power that gives true life arise within the soul. Let light and love and power raise all in Christ to God.
An office is a framework for prayer and meditation. The Omega offices are intended to provide minimum structures within which individuals and groups may learn to practice and use silence. Silence is the seedbed which gives birth to stillness. and it is from stillness that true perception proceeds. These offices have a special relationship to the Archangel Michael, who is seen in the New Testament to herald the work of Christ. The Michael consciousness, as it is sometimes called, is an expectation and preparedness in the hearts of men to receive the light, love, and power which streams from the Christ, of whom it is promised he will come again in glory. The Omega offices are directed towards the awakening and development of an awareness which is both personal and cosmic, for they relate our perception to the second coming of Christ, which is the unveiling of the very being of the universe. The form of meditation used is contemplative, that is, a disciplined awareness from the heart. The heart is both the source of love and detachment, for the love which is known by and which proceeds from the heart is agape, or divine love. It knows no wanting, but only giving. Such love is not easily acquired. A disciplined creation of space for growth is necessary. But when there is the will and intention to do this, then the process of giving and receiving begins immediately. The effecting of the discipline necessary may be powerfully aided by the concept of light, for the light of the world is Christ. The visualization of light within the heart, from which the radiations pour forth, strengthens the will, quickens the imagination, and effects the intention. Three distinct periods for the progressive cultivation of stillness are provided: pause, period of silence, and silent meditation. Between each prayer or statement is a pause of approximately 6 seconds. The period of silence is 1 minute, and the silent meditation 3 minutes. The short reading indicated in the book is omitted from this recording of the morning office. The capacity to experience and extend the use of interior silence in daily living will result from the regular practice of the offices. The morning office.
From the unreal, lead me to the real. From darkness, lead me to the light. From death, lead me to immortality. Ye hosts angelic, by the high archangels led, with heavenly power beneficent, mighty in the music of the word, great ones entrusted with the sovereignty of infinite celestial spheres, marshalling the cherubim and the flaming seraphim, ye, O Michael, Prince of Heaven, and Gabriel, by whom the word is given, Raphael with healing ministry, to those who yet in bondage are, guide our footsteps as we journey onward into paradise. Let us be mindful of the world of which we are part, and of Christ's light, love, and power struggling to come to birth within the hearts of men and of all creation. For I reckon that the sufferings we now endure bear no comparison with the splendour, as yet unrevealed, which is in store for us. For the created universe waits with eager expectation for God's sons to be revealed.
The candle representing the heart center is now being lit, and this will be followed by a period of silence.
Let us now, by an act of the will, place ourselves in the presence of our Divine Lord, and pray that he may empty us of self and all desire, save that his will may be done, and that it may illuminate our hearts and minds. We so gather together all those for whom our prayers are desired, and hold them silently before him, neither asking nor beseeching, just resting with them in him. Almighty God, we pray thee, grant us thy grace, and send thy strong servant, blessed Michael, Archangel, with spiritual sword of light, to purify and defend us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thanks be to God.
The evening meditation. Usually the dedication is followed by 15 minutes of silent meditation. In this recording, it is replaced by directions concerning its practice.
We dedicate our meditation to the unity of the One in whom all things live and move and have their being. The intention of our meditation is to discover and relate to the still centre within, that is, to the heart. It may therefore be described as Christ-centred.
The first step concerns the physical body. Our aim is to find a position which combines relaxation and alertness. For most people, this means sitting in a straight-backed chair. The head should be held erect, the hands clasped loosely in the lap, or placed palms flat against the thighs, and the feet against the floor or tucked beneath the chair. This position may be modified according to individual needs. What is important is that, as far as possible, the position of the body should express the intention of the meditator. The physical form then becomes an outward sign of an inner state of being, that is, of relaxed alertness. The body is now in position, and we are ready to follow a process of relaxation. It is helpful to relate this to the breathing, and this is done systematically. Begin with the head, and on the out-breath, relax the scalp and facial muscles. Do the same with the shoulders, arms, waist, thighs, legs, and feet. Finally, breathe out several times, as though through all the pores of the body, consciously relaxing the whole physical frame. If you become aware of the tightening up of any muscles, return to that part and again consciously relax. Take this slowly. With the mind's eye, now observe your body. Relaxed, yet alert. Reverence your body, that is, consciously accept it as a unique, God-given vehicle of the real you. Allow yourself to become aware of your emotions. They too constitute a body. Unlike the physical body, it is not confined in one limited space. It is immensely busy in many areas. Allow yourself to become aware of any areas of emotional tension. Do not try to deal with or repress them. Recognize them. Observe, acknowledge and let them go. As with the physical body, the process of stepping back from emotional tension may be related to the breathing. So on each out-breath, let go of the pressures and the tensions. The uncontrolled activity of the intellect blocks off true awareness. As with the emotions, so with the intellect, we need to distance ourselves. To step back from the incessant chatter of the brain. To try to do this can be self-defeating. Allow the mind gradually to quieten down. Gently allow it to relate to one thing. So gradually bring the attention to the center of the chest and allow it to focus there. We are now identifying the heart of our being. This is the still center, the place of perfect, clear perception. If and when the attention wanders, as you become aware of this, gently return to the focal point and center again. Remember, it is the intention that matters. Each return to the center reinforces this. The concept of light is basic. This light has the qualities both of peace and love. It is that described in the New Testament as the light of the world. You may now use your powers of visualization and visualize the light streaming from the heart. Two points to remember whenever you meditate. One, the light is always present within the heart. Two, centered in this light, you are always in complete control.
follows a short period of silence.
May the light that shows the way illuminate the mind. May the love that knows the truth unfold within the heart. May the power that gives true life arise within the soul. Let light and love and power raise all in Christ to God.
The Night Office. This involves the lighting of the 7-branch candlestick, which takes place in the silence following the opening sentence.
At eventide there shall be light. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who at thy word bringest on the evening twilight. Thou createst day and night. Thou rollest away the light before the darkness, and the darkness before the light. Thou makest the day to pass, and the night to approach, and dividest the day from the night. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who bringest on the evening twilight. Daylight has ended, night is upon us, yet unto thee, sustainer of all things, darkness and light, all times and all seasons, each are as one, O Lord of creation. At this evening hour, may the understanding of all our hearts be opened to that light which enlightens everyone who comes into the world. For this is the light which gives us true knowledge of the name over all by which God is known. God is love. He who dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love knows not God, for God is love. In knowledge of this love, let us together, in full assurance of faith, radiate from our hearts to all creation love, joy, and peace.
This channeling of the divine love involves first of all the will. This may be helped by visualizing love, joy, and peace as a streaming forth of light.
be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are fatigued by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may repose upon thy eternal changelessness, through Christ our Lord. Guard us, O Lord, sleeping, and guide us waking, that asleep we may rest in peace, and awake we may watch with Christ. At eventide there shall be light. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. Maranatha. Maranatha. Maranatha.